I'm Jack Austin for the Allegheny Front. For this investigation, we called more than 100 Ohio residents who had complained to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, or ODNR, about oil and gas problems. Their names were on a database of complaints logged by ODNR between 2009 and 2018, provided to Allegheny Front through a public records request. Our analysis found more than 2,900 complaints were made about the oil and gas industry. Of the 26 we interviewed, 18 said they were not satisfied with the state's response to their complaints. ODNR declined to comment on our investigation. Here are some of their stories. Michelle Fritz lives in Augusta Township, Ohio, and maintains a gas company illegally drilled under her property.
They completely ignored us, and they never protected the citizens. I knew what was going on because I had watched the Carroll County Recorder's Office and real estate every other day and would keep track of where they were drilling and what they were doing. And I knew they drilled under us illegally, and they did nothing about it. And so we're still in a lawsuit.
Were you satisfied that the state addressed your concern?
Never. They never would even answer me.
Dean Epley complained to ODNR when a private well owner near him built a dike for one of his six oil wells, causing it to, quote, leak profusely. ODNR made the private owner fix it to Epley's satisfaction. Still, Epley worries about gas development in Geauga County.
Everybody in our area is concerned about fracking because of groundwater. That would be our biggest concern, because I have really good water, and if they were to do that and destroy that, then there'd be a real fight going on.
Chelsea Bohm is an attorney for Jason Weiss, who lives in Monroe County, where, according to Bohm,
his complaint was that there were major vibrations and loud sounds coming from the fracking operation at a well close to his property.
Bohm contacted ODNR, who reached out to the company and had the director of operations ensure the well was in compliance with industry standards. While the vibrations and noise were a nuisance to Weiss, legally, there was nothing he could do. Neil Moore lives in Belmont County and says that ODNR did nothing to two separate complaints he made. First, he says a company
piled a bunch of rocks and spoil on prime farmland that I farmed. Ruined the whole field. There's a giant mound of dirt there now, and the land is gone forever.
An ODNR representative came out and did nothing, according to Moore, but ODNR's logs indicate that they told Moore that the company is allowed to stockpile dirt and the agency would enforce sediment and erosion controls. Later, a gas company created a road out to a well pad.
They put a road out to that well pad, and they drained everything over onto my land.
According to Moore, ODNR said that it was a natural drain and they would leave it as is. As a result, he says water still drains onto his land. ODNR's logs indicate the agency found that runoff was not negatively affecting his land. Kelvin Gurdy says he bought his home in Bethesda, Ohio 2 years ago and for the loan had it inspected, finding no foundation issues or cracking. 6 months after moving in, he began noticing vibrations in his living room.
And the glass doors in the fireplace would rattle every so often. It got to the point where every 5 to 10 minutes, those glass doors were rattling in my living room. And this went on for months. And just so happened that the same week that my vibration started was the same week they commissioned a pad near my home.
Gurdy claimed his home has been severely damaged by fracking. When he contacted the state, he said they simply contacted the company that owns the well pad. ODNR's logs said there had been no events that required regulatory attention, and they couldn't do anything about it. Gurdy says he's gone through several attorneys who have dropped his case and can't get engineers to check his problem because he claims they say they do work for oil and gas companies.
Why do you think nobody wants to go up against oil and gas?
Because of the amount of money they have, the resources and the ties they have. They have trucks running the roads 24/7, oversized or not. You can't do that in any other industry or business. But fracking seems to get away with it.
Interviews were also conducted by Anna Huntsman of Kent State University and the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. I'm Jack Austin.